I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia, where he'll lead the U.S. delegation for talks Tuesday with Ukraine, which is looking for a diplomatic reset following an argument that erupted during President Vladimir Zelensky's February 28th visit to the White House. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The oil-rich kingdom may seem like an unusual venue for talks aimed at smoothing over relations after the blow-up, but Saudi Arabia, under its assertive crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, has been positioning itself as an ideal location for possible peace negotiations between Kyiv and Moscow, and even the first face-to-face talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump. On Friday, the Saudi Foreign Ministry said the talks would take place in Jeddah, a port city on the Red Sea. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Israel announced Monday that it has accepted an invitation to send a delegation to attend the ongoing ceasefire talks in Doha, mediated by Qatar, the United States, and Egypt. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer told reporters in Tel Aviv the invitation was discussed at a meeting of Israel's security cabinet on Sunday. Mentzer spoke with reporters about what Israel wants to see in any ceasefire agreement.
Israel's goals are by now well known: the return of all of our hostages, the elimination of the Hamas military and governmental, Hamas military and also their governmental capabilities, and the removal of the terrorist threat to our people.
Israel is pressing for the U.S.-designated terror group Hamas to accept an extension of the first phase of their ceasefire, which ended last week. Israel wants Hamas to release half of the remaining hostages in return for a promise to negotiate a lasting truce. Hamas instead wants to start negotiations on the ceasefire's more difficult second phase, which would see the release of remaining hostages from Gaza and the withdrawal of Israeli forces. This is VOA News. A British cargo ship hit an anchored oil tanker in the North Sea just off the northeast coast of England Monday, setting both vessels on fire. Initial reports say at least 32 people were injured. VOA's Scott Walterman reports.
The U.S.-flagged oil tanker Stena Immaculate was anchored off the coast of Hull in the North Sea, believed to be carrying a shipment of jet fuel for the U.S. military. The Portuguese-flagged container ship so long collided with the tanker, causing an explosion and fire. Video from the scene shows thick black smoke pouring from both ships. They are about 16 kilometers offshore, just off the port of Grimsby. It's believed the jet fuel is for U.S. aircraft operating in Great Britain. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
More than 500,000 people are facing travel disruptions in German airports Monday, where a 24-hour strike has led to thousands of flight cancellations in a dispute about workers' pay. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The operator of Frankfurt Airport, Germany's busiest, said no passenger flights would depart from there on Monday, and some delays and cancellations could roll over into Tuesday. The strike, called by the Verdi Union on Friday, impacts 13 airports across the country, including Munich, Berlin, and Düsseldorf. The union escalated action after staging several walkouts last month. Verdi is demanding an 8% wage increase, or at least an increase of $380 more per month. That's as well as higher bonuses and additional time off. Employers have rejected the demands as unaffordable. Negotiations are due to continue later this month.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. The search continues in the Dominican Republic for a missing U.S. college student who disappeared while on spring break last week. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
20-year-old University of Pittsburgh student Sudichka Konaki was last seen Thursday at a beach near the resort town Punta Cana. Her family in Virginia says Konaki was on spring break with friends. A police complaint notes the student's belongings, including her phone and wallet, were left with her friends, which is unusual because she always carried her phone with her. Konaki's father tells WTOP Radio in Washington, since she has not been found, they want police to investigate multiple options, including accidental drowning, kidnapping, or foul play. I'm Ed Donahue.
Law enforcement officials said the missing student, Sudichka Konaki, is a citizen of India, but a U.S. permanent resident of Chantilly, Virginia, a suburb of Washington, D.C. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office in Virginia said in a statement it's working with federal officials and university police in support of the Dominican National Police investigation involving the student. That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.